The NFL is back, and FanDuel's got everything you need to play your game, from same-game parlays to live betting. Right now, new customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. 21 plus and present in select states. 18 plus in Kentucky and Wyoming. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Tour Coach Podcast. I'm Tony Ruggiero here, as I always am, your host. And you're joining in on what we are now having is the Tour Coach Minis. And those are little 10-minute conversations with myself or Jackson Court, who's going to be hosting some of this. Most of you are all familiar with Jackson, great young teacher, now at Atlantic Beach Country Club. And he spends a lot of time with us. And we've invited Jackson to be part of this. He does such a good job, spends so much time. But these will be 10-minute conversations and musings from around the world of golf, from around our travels, our friends, our players, other coaches, to give you more Tour Coach, more Dew Sweeper content during the week. So you now have got your main Tour Coach podcast coming on Mondays, followed by a mini on Wednesday and a mini on Friday. So you've got all the Dew Sweepers, all the Tour Coach you could ever want. And just like the Dew Sweepers radio show or the Tour Coach podcast, the Tour Coach minis are brought to you by our friends at Srixon Golf, our friends at Bushnell, Buick, GMC, especially Mitch McConnell, and McConnell Automotive, and you can't forget Vineyard Vines that keep us all looking good. So enjoy this episode of the Tour Coach Mini, and we're here with all the golf content you could ever want each and every week.
Sitting here at the Old Palm Golf Studio with Mark Hackett, Director of Instruction. Hack, thanks for sitting in.
Absolutely, Jax. I really appreciate it. Beautiful day. It's been pouring here all day, so
yeah, but we had another
most of it.
We had another good weekend.
Absolutely.
You know, I probably sound like a broken record a little bit because I talk on these a little bit now with Tony and he's getting me more involved. But, you know, one thing that's consistent across the board is I'm very thankful for all of the relationships that you're able to develop, you know, with these kids, other pros. But, Hack, I really appreciate you. You know, you've taken me under your wing just as much as Tony has. And, you know, I still have a lot to learn, and you have worked under some incredible names, and being able to be a little bit of a sponge and hear these tidbits that you give people from putting to chipping to full swing and even just playing is instrumental in my development. So thank you for that. But go into some of the people that you've trained under and how that's influenced your career.
Yeah, but I was fortunate. I learned from Davis Love and Scott Davenport and Lumpkin as a junior. And I was fortunate to spin into meeting Bob Toski with the Golf Digest schools. And it's like the information you get, but, you know, you learn. They have a system and they teach you cause and effect and make you accountable of learning how to teach the game and have confidence. You need to have confidence when you give the message. And sometimes you can sit back and, like, they don't give information, just spout it out. Sometimes you have to soak it in, just ask questions. You had to interview them, basically.
Yeah.
Find out their weakness, any limitations, if they have any surgeries. But you learn information on, get a program together, and you have to get them, make them practice.
Yeah, and practice within that system.
Practice within the system. And then you see the greats really don't have, they're going to teach differently to everyone.
Sure.
They're going to find out, you know, a different pivot or set up, put a program together to have an understanding of what they're trying to do.
Yeah. So after being hooked up with Toski and doing some of the Golf Digest schools, you were at North... Did you go from there to North River?
Yeah, I was at Sea Island and North River.
Sea Island originally.
And then North River, I would go over and do the VIP schools. With the VIP schools, they would have like Toski and Flick, Bob Rotella.
That's incredible. Yeah, so Hank Johnson. How old were you then?
At the time, I was like 20, 21.
Stop.
So it was a great environment. That's when I met Wayne Flint. Wayne Flint and I were part of the, we're range attendants, getting $50 a day, hustling to get tips. But we would tee up balls for all the lead instructors, and you had a chance to be a sponge, like you say.
Wow.
To learn cause and effect, learn how to put a program together, what they look for.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you have to give it with conviction when you give the information out.
Yeah. That's what I like about being around Tony, is being able to see his eye. Like, I've been around under him for, you know, 7 years now. And it's fun for me to be in a lesson with him like we've been the last couple days. And I see a swing, and I'm trying to almost see it through his lens and be able to apply it to that person, because it's great to understand maybe his framework, but then you get a different person in front of you and applying that to them, like you're saying. And so, okay, so after North River, where'd you go on from there?
From there I went with John Gehring up to Bloomfield, Michigan. So Bloomfield, Michigan, and John Gehring at the time was from Atlanta Country Club. He was at Sea Ellen, and he was a top 100 teacher, old school, played at Wake Forest. And it was a sense, he had more of a system, more setup, a lot of side bend, working on trying to get the guys to hit draws.
Yeah.
Because most people would tend to hit the slices to have under. That's when I really learned, you know, learn face control.
Okay.
On hitting different shots and really instilling short game, important of scoring.
Yeah.
Because most people, you know, really don't really work on it. They're more concerned to get the tee shot and the neglected chipping and pitching and putting.
Yeah.
Which you can feed into the work on your short game.
Mm-hmm.
Short game feeds into your full swing.
Mm-hmm.
For instant success.
Yeah. So then from Michigan, where'd you go?
Then I came to PGA National. That's when I started working for Mike Adams, Jim Suddy, and TJ Tomasi.
Wow.
So that's when we did laws. That's when I got introduced to body types. I mean, there's leverage, arc, and width. I mean, a width player has limitation of rotation, dropping the trail foot back and making adjustments.
Okay.
And you learn that everyone has, you know, most people aren't going to go to the gym, so that they have limitations. So you learn to tweak their setup to be able to have their best repeatable golf swing in motion, the face orientation, learning the pivot and turns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you learn that the whole body type is key of creating the matching, not the cookie cutter.
Yeah.
To find the proper setup.
Mm. Okay. And then did you stay in South Florida after that?
Yep. So then I went from PGA National, I ended up going to the Breakers working for Todd Anderson.
Wow.
So with TA was like, it was awesome in the sense because TA's stable was unbelievable with all the tour players, mini tour players. And you learned, how incredible, you know, taxing it is when you teach good players, because they can do anything and everything.
Mm.
So they're working for a living in the sense on the golf course. So you have to give
your information has to be perfect,
spot on.
Hmm.
And I learned a lot from his calmness and his, you know, in the sense of helping people, talking people off the ledge when they're like not playing well, and you know, understand how to correct their game and what certain things, like a couple bullet points of like working on setup and then like a trigger for the backswing.
Sure. Yeah. And then you were in the Hamptons as well?
Yes,
yeah,
so I was up in Long Island. I was in the Long Island area. And then I was going back and forth, and then Raymond Floyd opened up Old Palm, and I was fortunate to be here for 20 years now.
That's awesome. So, I mean, how many top 100 guys, top, you know, Golf Digest top 50 guys have you worked under?
Under 30, probably 30.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, you learn a little
more than anybody on the list.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was fortunate.
Heck, that's incredible.
Yeah, I was lucky, you know, and the people I've met. And,
well, but that speaks to your work ethic and your application to the knowledge and you being a sponge throughout time. Like, that's some long-term dedication.
Yeah, to me, I was basically, you know, into my career in the sense of, you know, I mean, I was all about my career.
Yeah.
I put it first.
Yeah.
So, therefore, that's why I didn't get married till I was 52.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm blessed in the sense of the people I've met. And,
yeah, places
you learn, like, teaching in numbers is the key. In the sense of working in this setting we have here at Old Palm now with Tony Ruggiero and working with, you know, Kobe and the Jackson Corbin, I mean, and Mo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because you see different things. I may be saying the same thing as you are, but you never know what clicks.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you had to boil down maybe the systems that you've been a part of, were there big differences amongst them?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, with the, there's basically Toski and Flick were more of a shift turn arm rotation.
Shift turn arm, okay.
And then like you would deal with the lump with Jack Lumpkin and Chuck Cook with more body rotation.
Okay.
We tend to teach more here.
Okay.
And then with the Mike Adams, you learn different things of putting people in different grouping.
Yeah.
Body types.
Yeah.
But it all works. But you learn the more information you have or more you have in your toolbox, you can apply different, you can teach different things to different people.
Yeah, the more people you can help. Okay. So have you boiled maybe those three categories down into your own, or do you use, I guess that's my question. Have you boiled those three down in your own mind, or you just use that toolbox?
I use a toolbox, you know, and I still feel like I don't know enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still trying to learn little bits and pieces every time. And the more, you know, and that's how you get, you're either green or growing or ripe or rotting.
Yeah.
So you have to keep on instilling, keep moving forward, learning, and I mean, for everyone. I mean, that's what, when I talked to Darren Clark, he was here for the Ernie Els event, and he's still learning. He's still taking tons of lessons. He's still trying to get better.
It's awesome.
You know, at 53.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key. That's what you have to be. You have to keep getting after it. You can't settle.
Yeah. So, parting shots as we wrap this up. If you had to give somebody advice that's going to take a lesson, what's their job?
Their job is to take notes. Their job is to really understand what they're trying to work on, in the sense of, like, when I'm given a lesson, to understand that you have to keep it clear. You got to keep it all black and white. So when they leave here, they know you put a program together where they can work on different drills, certain drills, and, you know, have tying and full swing and short game all in the same instance.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're one of the coaches giving the lesson, that's quite possibly listening to this as well, what's your advice to them giving that lesson? Just the same on the flip side, right?
Yeah,
making sure that picture's clear.
Observe. You have to, as an instructor, you should get lessons from people. You need to observe other people under different styles. I mean, we're all not perfect, but there's different styles of learning, different styles of teaching.
Yeah.
And communicating. Communicating is the key.
Correct. Especially if you're, because now, like, if you have a couple different systems, those communication skills is what you link that person to those systems that you've learned.
And then I think the big thing now with YouTube, like, you know, you need to instill, because there's so much information out there.
Yep.
You need to tell them what they need to look for, look at, which applies to them.
Because
sometimes they're trying to change something which they don't need to really work on.
Yep. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest disconnect we have with golf. Having all this information on your phone or laptop or iPad.
Yeah.
I mean, it can really make them go sideways in the sense of not really improving.
Yeah. That's awesome. Hack, thank you for your time. Also, thank you for mentoring me and taking care of me.
You're talented.
I don't know about that. I've had some good training. So I appreciate your time. Thanks for sitting in, Hack.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone play well. See you in the fairway.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero. And look, recently, several teachers I know and several players have had some scares with skin cancer. In fact, I recently went and saw a dermatologist here in town, and I had a couple things frozen off, eyelid, my face, my earlobe, and not getting any younger. And I know it's getting to that time of the season where it's cooler, but look, being in the sun is a real deal, and I've not been very good, to be totally honest, my whole career at using it at all because I didn't like how greasy it was, how hard it was to get off your hands, how it clogged up my pores. And then I found this sunscreen, Visor Skincare. It's clear. It goes on. It doesn't dry you out. It isn't greasy. It's like you didn't put anything on. By far, it's the best sunscreen I've ever used. Without a doubt, is the easiest to use. And we've got a discount code for all of you. All you have to do is go to visorskincare.com, is use our code word, DewSweeper. VisorSkincare.com, code word DewSweeper. I just want to remind everybody something that I forgot. Recently, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I went out. We went to a wedding, and afterwards, with some friends, we're like, hey, where's a great place to go? I'll be honest, like, in my travels and day-to-day, sometimes I get caught up and I forget some of the great places right around the corner. But I got to remind you about the Icebox Bar on 755 Monroe Street. I was blown away by just the whole vibe, the atmosphere, and with the Velvet Pig, the food in the back room and the big screen TVs up front. We sat there and watched some playoff games. I was blown away by the atmosphere, the vibe, and just how cool it was to have the Icebox Bar right here near the Dew Sweepers downtown, near where I live. You're looking for a great place to go sit, watch some games, hang out, play some pool. You got to go to the Icebox Bar right there on Monroe Street. There's a good chance you'll see all of us hanging out. But do yourself a favor. Go visit the Icebox. It's one of the best places out there.